This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I want to talk about your belief system assumption for a minute that underlies everything that you think about what's happening to you and surrounding you in the world. And this is a very powerful concept. So this is a philosophical little podcast here that I hope you find useful. A lot of people have a belief system where they believe that life is supposed to be easy. They think that the world is loving. They think that things should be provided for them, that compassion and kindness are the overriding rule of human civilization. And then there are other people who believe that life is hard. They believe that people are inherently evil or deceptive or selfish. They believe that there has to be conflict. There may be some suffering, maybe some effort. Now, these two belief systems are on the opposite ends of a spectrum. Of course, you can be anywhere along that spectrum, and you can have belief systems from different parts of that spectrum in different areas or different contexts of your life. For example, you may think that relationships are hard and men or women are evil and you're supposed to be punished, but you may think that your job is supposed to be easy. So it's not a universal thing. However, my point in all of this is to realize that if you believe that life is supposed to be easy and that things are supposed to be nice and compassionate, then you are either living in a bubble or you are going to be disappointed. Now, let me take back a little bit of that judgment by saying this, not judging you for having that belief system, because I do believe that love and consciousness is a cosmic principle of our reality. I believe that nature is full of love and nature is full of consciousness and beauty and vibrancy and all these amazing things. And I believe our universe is really an expression of creation or an act of love and creativity and these things. I mean, we can get into spirituality if we want. However, human civilization is not the greatest expression of godlike love and divinity and high vibration consciousness and all of that. And if you have the belief system that your interaction with human civilization is going to be easy and full of love and full of compassion from everyone around you, then you may find yourself having a difficult time when you have to overcome obstacles that are thrown in your way. Now, that's my perception of it. I consider myself a kind, compassionate person. I work to help many other people, and I try to express compassion and uplifting consciousness and empowerment to many people. But I also understand that the world contains many people, the human world, the secular world, you might say, is full of many people who are malicious, who lack ethics, who are selfish, who are highly, highly unethical individuals. And those people, unfortunately, in many cases, tend to dominate the institutions of our society. For example, in government, you probably agree that many of the people who run the government today at the highest levels, like the U.S. Senate, regardless of their political affiliation, they're kind of psychopaths, a lot of them. Not all of them, but many. They tend to be power-hungry people. They tend to be very manipulative. They tend to be two-faced, like Senator Al Franken, talking about how he supports women while he's groping women. You know, vote for Al Franken in 2020. Get out the grope. You know, that's the slogan for Al Franken. So, meanwhile, a lot of people who are not in positions of power, just like your regular neighbors, people on the street, people you encounter at restaurants or grocery stores, or maybe family members, tend to be relatively nice, sane, normal people, you know, day to day. But it's those who seek out positions of power who tend to be, you know, rather delusional and corrupt and so on. Whether that's power in Hollywood, like Harvey Weinstein, or power in Washington, D.C. But getting back to the main point here, I believe that if you begin with a fundamental assumption that the human world, the secular world, is full of evil people. Not that every person is evil, but that those who have evil tend to rise to positions of power, then you will have a far more realistic approach and your expectations will be more in line with reality, which means you'll have a better outcome and better success. Now, let me just summarize this again, because I know this can be complex. What I'm saying is, if you live your life with the assumption that everybody's good and everybody's nice and everybody's compassionate and everybody's going to help you and that you don't have to try very hard to succeed, then I think you're going to be very disappointed and I think you're going to have a lot of struggle in your life. And some of that is New Age kind of mindset where people believe they should just go meditate more and focus on, you know, co-creation or creating my own reality and focus on positivity, and then all the positive things will happen to me without actual effort in the real world. And I actually take issue with some of that. I'm not against meditation or positive thinking by any means. It is very important to visualize things you want to happen. But at the same time, it's crucial to live in the real world, and the real world, as we have it today, our human civilization, the power centers are dominated by evil people. You see it in medicine, right? With big pharma. You see it in media with fake news, propaganda, media outlets. You see it in politics. You see it in finance with the big bankers siphoning money off of the economy. I mean, you see it in every area. You see power-hungry people rising to the top and then abusing that power to extinguish competing ideas, to oppress people, to silence people, to punish people that might challenge their power. And that's humanity. That's the dark side of humanity that comes out and tends to rise to the top. And it's true in communism. It's true in a democratic republic like we have, a constitutional republic. It's true in socialism, especially true in socialism. Well, I guess, and communism as well. But evil tends to rise to the top. So, this is something to keep in mind. Now, what is the, quote, correct mindset to have, in my opinion? Now, you may or may not agree with this philosophy, but I'll share it with you anyway, and you can take the pieces that you think are valuable to you. My philosophy is, number one, by default, I'm going to treat people with respect, with love, and with compassion, by default. Then if they turn around and treat me with bad ethics or betrayal or lying, then I change my stance. I change my stance depending on who they are. I might have to defend myself against them, or I might have to dissociate from them, or I might have to expose them, right? If they're a danger to others. So that depends on the circumstances. But by default, I'm going to treat people with kindness because I believe in the golden rule. I believe in these fundamental biblical principles of doing unto others as you would want them to do unto you, right? Now, at the same time, even though that's my default position, I also am a realist in understanding that the world is full of evil people. The world is full of people who are wanting you to be silenced if you threaten their revenues or their power or their ideas. There are people who want to exploit you, let's say. I get that a lot. People want to exploit me for their own gain, you know, to let's say, promote their product, even though their product is not very good. A lot of people want me to promote their product. And I'm very critical about what I promote, and I don't promote most products. So usually the answer is no. But occasionally it's yes, if it's an awesome product and it checks out in my lab and so on. But by realizing that achieving the things that you desire to achieve in the world, by realizing that that is going to take overcoming obstacles, and it's going to take navigating a web of deceit and evil people and obstacles that are intentionally thrown in your path, that gives you a very realistic view, which tells you, hey, I'm going to have to work for this. And that is a very healthy stance to have. I'm going to have to work for this. In fact, when I'm doing training, when I say training, I train a lot of different skills. I train in handgun combat. I train in ground and pound, you know, some mixed martial arts type of training, Brazilian jiu-jitsu type of training a little bit. I mean, I'm not as young as I used to be, of course. I'm not like rolling around like 20-year-olds, but I'm still doing a lot of training. And when I'm training, you know, people are telling me, or my instructor is telling me, hey, you know, we love working with you because you have the determination to get through anything. You work through it. You know, you're fighting, you're doing a pistol fight, magazine runs out, you're changing mags, you're clearing jams, you're getting back to your feet. If you have a spill, if something goes wrong, you're solving the problem and moving forward. And one day I asked my instructor, I said, why are you telling me that that's a good trait for me to have? Because to me, that's just normal. That's the way I live my life every day. I'm always overcoming obstacles. I'm just curious. I'm not saying it's bad, but why are you telling me, why do you keep commenting on the fact that I'm always willing to work through the problems? And to my surprise, my instructor said one day, because 80% of the students just stop and give up. And I couldn't believe it. 80% of the students stop and give up? He said, yeah. They start making excuses. Oh, I can't do that. Or let me start over. No, stop. He's like, you just work through it. I'm like, yeah, of course I work through it. We're running a drill here. There's bad guys attacking, you know, imaginary bad guys. This is a life and death situation simulated. But, you know, I'm fighting here. I'm fighting for my life. Well, I'm not going to give up. The thought doesn't even occur to me. He's like, yeah, that's exactly why we like to work with you, because that thought doesn't even occur to you. And that's because I have a belief system that I'm sharing with you, which is that life is going to be difficult at times. It doesn't mean that you have to be a prick or you have to be a bad person. You can be a positive person, a compassionate person, but life is going to throw some obstacles in your way. And the more realistic you are about those obstacles, the easier time you're going to have and the better you're going to get. Your skills are going to improve, your determination, your courage, everything is going to continue to improve. You're going to become more than you maybe ever imagined you could be just by applying these simple principles. And it all comes back to the basic underlying assumption of what you think of the secular world around you. Is the world a loving, nice place? No. The world is full of evil people who have risen to positions of power and who are going to try to silence you or stop you if you're doing anything that threatens their power. That's the truth of the world around you. It's a little bit sad. It's a commentary on what humanity has become, has devolved into, and it's sad. And we should try to change that world into a more loving world, a more compassionate world, a more forgiving world. But to do that, we're going to have to overcome obstacles. We have to obtain positions of influence and of, you know, authority. And we have to then spread the message of basic human dignity, treating other people with respect, treating other people with kindness, respecting health freedom, for example, medical choice, food freedom, all these things, personal liberty, personal responsibility. These are the principles that we have to share. And in order to have influence, we have to rise to positions of more influence, which means we have to overcome the obstacles that are thrown in our way. So if you approach all of this with the expectation that I just described, you're going to succeed beyond your wildest dreams. You really are. Whereas if you approach this with an expectation that, oh, life is easy, everything's supposed to be given to me, everybody's loving and kind, you're going to be sadly disappointed by the real world. So that's what I offer to you today. That's my philosophical discussion. Do you agree with it? You disagree? That's your choice. And I respect your choice, of course. I'm just sharing with you my personal experience and opinion, and this is what's working for me. I don't expect life to be easy. I don't expect anything to be given to me for free. Nothing. I expect to have to earn every inch of progress. And that's what I do every day. And I do it not just for myself, but for you as well. I work every day for transparency, for scientific truth, for clean foods, laboratory science, all these things. And I work hard for every inch of progress every single day. And that's the way I know it's always going to be. So I'm never disappointed. I'm never surprised. Every day is a struggle as it's supposed to be. This is a test. You know, this is not some giant vacation, your life on this planet. You know, I'll talk about this in another podcast that's a little more spiritual, but this is a test, and it wouldn't be much of a test if it were all easy, would it? What would you be testing if everything were easy? If your life is hard, it's because you're being tested, because a greater power than you knows that you have what it takes to overcome that test. And I know Pastors might tell you this in a different way and with more biblical scripture, which I can't quote because I don't have scripture memorized. I'm just saying, if you're being tested, there's a reason for it. Find a way to overcome it and still come out as a kind, compassionate, loving person on top. That's the real goal. If you do that, you win. You succeed. So thank you. Thank you for listening. I always appreciate your support. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com or read my website at naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.